55 is our temperature, up a couple already on a Monday. Jason Kahn's on the line. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to summer.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice entrance into summer with all the rain yesterday.
Oh, we needed it, didn't we?
We did. I was walking actually around the house thanking God for the rain yesterday. And, you know, I don't know that I always do that in my day-to-day life where I'm, you know, just attentive to what's going on in even in nature. You know, I try to be attentive, but to offer thanks to God for that, you know. And so, yeah.
Huh. It was Father's Day. How was your Father's Day?
It was good. We had Grace and John came over for lunch yesterday, and so I cooked a tomahawk ribeye on the grill, and we had that, and did a lot of outside work yesterday.
What's a tomahawk ribeye?
So they leave like a 12-inch section of the rib bone on the meat, and then it's about a 4-inch thick ribeye. And so it just looks really cool. There's a picture of it on my Instagram and Facebook page, but, yeah, so that was a lot of fun and did a lot of outside work. So, yeah.
I interrupted. You were going to say Heather something.
Yeah. I think she would have preferred to just lay on the couch yesterday, but she got up and helped me, lay a path for the garden shed that we have outside. And, So, yeah,
nice.
That's good. How about you?
Yeah, I think people had got up. So I did that 7 a.m. breakfast two breakfasts out this weekend. So, and when I weighed in at the Y for the workout, it's a larger number than I like. So,
sure.
Want to shrink that down a bit. But anyhow, I got to lay off the desserts and the snacks, you know, too many of those. So I brought some of the extra brownies from the grad party here into the studio today. But yeah, did some of that breakfast, the early morning church, you know, all of that. And then kind of the family, we had a dinner. Peggy made a wonderful stir fry last night. And then we do this whole thing for birthdays. Like we go around and everybody tells the other member of the family what you appreciate. And so since Friday night, we went out to Pizza Ranch to celebrate Elena's birthday, her restaurant of choice. We kind of did that. They did that for me. Father's Day, my birthday's so close, so that's the deal. Hey, guess what? I listened to all of Galatians and from Letters to the Beloved this morning in your voice.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Tell people how they can do that.
Yeah, so there's a link to it on my website, which is jasoncans.com. And so it links to this Letters to the Beloved, which I've been working on for, I think, 6 years now. And it's not on iTunes yet. It should be this week, but it's on Google Podcasts. But you can get the RSS feed on my website. I've been linking to it on my Facebook page. You know, and each day it's just kind of a short little clip, maybe 5 or 6 minutes, something like that. I think once we get into the Gospels, they'll be a little bit longer. But
You made the point that you thought that you said, hey, if only you posted this on Facebook. You said, you know, I think that maybe just my mom and wife are listening, and if that's all it is, fine. And I thought, I'm going to do this. And so I want to get in the early going, and I want to encourage the listeners, too. And we're going to, in the morning here, we're going to have little snippets, and we'll play it and then chew on it a little bit. Because
great.
I found it really helpful and encouraging. And, you know, here's the thing, though. I'm just telling people, once you listen, you know, once isn't enough. You're going to want to go back through. And again, you know, my friend John Pulley from Fierce Freedom, I told him last week he's a walking book of Galatians, because the idea is this, like, he told people at the men event we were at, be free, you know, be free. And boy, that's a, you know, it sounds like Warren Wiersbe. He did so many of those books, you know, the B series, and probably be free. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what he called his Galatians, right? So,
yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah, you know, and I really hope it's helps people to understand the God of love and maybe grapple with Scripture in a fresh way.
Yeah, and so I think it will. And so anyhow, we'll look forward to unpacking that, maybe even starting tomorrow morning here on WWIB.
Perfect.
So, all right, Jason, we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good.
Cap it off with the number for the day, 200 million. That's the number of insects for every human being on Earth. That's not just the number. It's not just, wow, there's 200 million insects. That's the number for every human. Wow. That is staggering. 54 degrees, and welcome back to Susan.
Welcome back to me. I'm back, and hi, Mark. Hi, everybody. I had a little scratch on my eye because I was mowing our lawn, and it was very dry, and there was all kind of debris that flew up, and man, that was just... I apologize to God for taking my sight for granted.
Are you gonna wear goggles next time you mow?
That's the funny thing is I said to Phil, this is just hurts. He goes, that's why I usually wear goggles. I'm like, thanks for the tip.
All right, recapping our weekends, 54 degrees and a Monday morning. It's coming up on 7:22. You did a little dress shopping on
Saturday. I did. We went to the Twin Cities. We had appointments at two different places. And we went to Annika Bridal, beautiful place, and she found a dress. We went and looked at the other place, but then that just confirmed. It's kind of like love. If you know, I guess, with wedding dresses. I just bought mine off the rack. I had like street length dress. So this was a whole new thing.
When, I know for regular listeners, but when we say she, your daughter, Kat, getting married.
My daughter, Catherine's getting married. And actually, the veil was so spendy. I said, Grace, when you get married next year, you're going to be using this veil. Right. We now own a family veil.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. It's good to have a veil in the family.
So they both had to sign off on the veil.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap the babies in it for christening. We are going to trot that thing out. We are going to get some mileage out of that veil.
Might as well get some good use out of it.
How about you?
Yeah, it was the graduation party was a big thing on Saturday for Grace. This is our second one in less than a year. Dawson's was last July. The weather was, last year was in the 90s, so this was perfect.
You know, lovely 80s. Day.
But here's something that happened. I mean, again, last year we knew that the park that we use, McDonough, which is real close to our house, they get a nice pavilion, and it's a community park, so you don't have to reserve
right.
it. At least you didn't last year. So we presume that was the case. I stop in there. The girls had called me. Would you come over? Just the decorations were up. The pictures were behind the food table.
Right.
So much work had gone into this. And at 11 in the morning, someone shows up and says, I reserved this for the city.
Oh, no.
For my son's 4-year-old birthday party.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, that was a heart sink moment. But again, I'm like, well, we worked out kind of how to work together. And my wife and her chatted, and so we scooted around to the side. Their party was scheduled from noon to 3, but they were done by, you know, after, if you do a half hour for each of the child's, years of life, by a little after 2, they were done.
Okay.
And so we were able to scoot back into the pavilion,
and
all was well.
Oh, good.
But there was a little bit of a heart palpitation going on with that.
Nothing's easy in this world.
So let me say, if you want to reserve any of the community park pavilions, and in the past you didn't, you might want to check because the city has complete. They use the pandemic as a chance to say, hey, let's revamp our website.
Wow.
And now you can reserve those, which will be nice in the future. We just didn't know.
Or if you want to keep it exciting, just proceed. Yeah.
And Father's Day was great, particularly last night, kind of a family dinner, which we have fewer of those. And so it was good.
You're a great dad.
Well.
And your kids love you so much. I know because... I worked with Dawson. Lots of stuff behind your back, and it's all good.
He said some of it right in front of me last night, so that was good.
That's great.
All right, jokes. I got to say, Caleb typically runs the board on Mondays. So
yes.
We have controls here. We're not just, voices with microphones.
No.
Okay?
And
we're human beings, and you'll see us out grocery shopping, and people kind of can gawk and stare a little bit and sometimes go, wow, you're real. But let's go ahead and to get into the jokes. So there's kind of some things that go with this, and we're both kind of like, we're figuring out.
I never paid attention. Does Caleb play music in the background? I don't know. We're just doing.
I think he does.
Okay.
I think there's music with the laughter, so we're ready to go.
I'm going
to
start out with my strongest joke.
You start. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's no secret. My children are growing up, setting up their own households, and I'm very frustrated by the number of kitchen utensils that keep disappearing. Mm. I sat them down and I said, Grace, you know what? If you keep stealing kitchen utensils from me, you're not going to be welcome in my home anymore. And she said, well, Mom, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
There we go.
Okay, that was a long for a very short payoff.
It was. All right, let's see. Being a parent is like jumping out of a plane with a bunch of people who don't know how to open their parachutes. So you fly around doing it for them, and then you hit the ground, but you don't die. You get up and cook dinner.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I was talking to this guy, and he was telling me that he hired a limo, but when it arrived, the guy driving it just walked off, and the guy said, "Excuse me, are you not going to drive me?" And the guy told me the price didn't include a driver. So he spent $400 on a limo, and he has nothing to show for it.
Ah! Very good. Yes. All right. Let's see. I'll match that with this.
You know,
Susan, chocolate is vital to our survival.
No kidding.
I mean, dinosaurs didn't have chocolate, and look what happened to them.
So. Exactly.
I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here's my last one.
Okay.
Why does Missouri have so many bordering states?
Why?
Because Missouri loves company.
Ah, Missouri loves company.
Missouri. Okay, it's a pun.
Yeah. Very good. This is my last one for this morning. You know, my goal here in 2021 was to lose about 10 pounds. And I was at the Y yesterday, and I got about 15 to go. So.
Me too, Mark. Yeah, I feel your pain.
So I'm not featured in the Physician's Weight Loss ad.
Thank goodness we have listeners who are willing to call in or text us 715-396-1670. We desperately need your jokes this morning.
Yeah.
More than any other Monday.
Van is on the line with us this morning. Thanks for waiting, Van. And
here we go.
Well, thanks for waiting because I didn't even have the button pushed in so you couldn't even hear me. Van, thank you. I need to listen, I'll make it up to you by buying a Euro on Thursday, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
All right. Tell us about Demetos, the Euros and the subs.
What was that?
Tell us about Demeters. You guys are coming here on Thursday. Tell us about it. You're on the air here with Mark and Susan.
Yeah, we're excited. I think it's going to be a beautiful day. You guys got a beautiful, large lawn. I hope a lot of people come out and enjoy the day. So we'll be serving our regular Euro menu, which obviously are your rotisserie meat. We shave it right off the spit, throw it on the griddle to give it a little crisp. With some fresh veggies, and then you can complement that with some award-winning cheese curds or some fries. One thing that I would like to recommend to everybody, this is my personal favorite, and it is turning into a fan favorite other than the Euro, is the Big Boy. What the Big Boy is you get a basket of crispy fries with your choice of meat, so you can get that rotisserie lamb or rotisserie chicken. Again, we'll toss that on the griddle to give it a little bit of a crisp.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll toss some fresh veggies on top of that as well with the sauce and feta cheese.
I saw that photo on Facebook, and I can't wait. I wish you were getting here at sunrise on Thursday.
Yeah, it's delicious. And if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, we definitely have options for you as well. The Euro can become a vegetarian dish, and we also have our classic traditional salads as well.
Oh, that's so thoughtful. I like that you have something for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is going to turn out to be a great event, and all the tips go to Hope Village, and that's also a great community helping hand as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're so grateful for you. Batting leadoff is key because you're kind of setting the tone for the rest of the summer, so it's huge that you guys are in that, but... We just like and respect the work that you do. I've worked with you in the past and looking forward to working with you again. What do you like the idea, beyond the food? I mean, the idea of taking the truck and you're here, there, and everywhere. You enjoy that, Van?
Yeah, it can become a little bit challenging with scheduling, but it's definitely rewarding. The staff love it. It's definitely a change from the restaurant. I mean, you're out, you know, enjoying the day pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless it's super busy and you're in the trailer. Most of the time there's like live music. So it's a great environment to work. And a lot of the staff are in high school, college. So it works really well with their scheduling, especially in the summer when, you know, they have off.
I think it was sort of your destiny, what with Van being your name.
You were
bound to be mobile, bringing your delicious food to the masses. And we're so grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're happy to be there as well.
And we're going to have prizes and water fun, and the kids can get some energy out with the free inflatables by Rock and Roll to Go Plus as well. 11 to 7, all happening at 8 hours on Thursday. And so we will look forward to seeing you then. So give me one last invitation from you, Van and Demeters, to the folks to come and see you here on Thursday.
Folks, listen. It's going to be a awesome event. Okay, you're going to be there all day. It's not only going to be fun, but you're going to be helping the community.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things you can do is to help people become unsheltered. That way they can have a place to call home, a place that's safe, a place where they can thrive. And you can do that just by visiting us, hanging out with us all day, and donating a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's perfect.
I'm going to cut that up. We'll use that between now and the rest of the week, okay? Thank you so much, Van. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you here on Thursday for the parking lot picnic.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
All right,
you
Van.
Too. Bye.
Van from Demeter's here on WWIB, the Euros and more, and lots of goodies. So come hungry, huh?
Yes.
We've got Susan and Mark with Mike. You got Mike or Michael?
Both.
Socially, it's either.
All right.
I do like the meaning of the name Michael.
Yeah.
Which is?
My wife is. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I used to think it on my poster on the wall growing up, it was, he's like God. But that's not what it means. It's a banner. It's asking a question. Who is like the Lord?
Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah.
So Michael Rambo. And Michael Rambo and the Jam is going to be at a parking lot picnic August 12th.
Those
but
are
we're
a
not.
Big,
yeah,
those
we're
are
not.
A big deal. I mean, yeah. I'm excited about those. So
yeah. But today we're talking about.
Today we're talking about Collective Choir, and we, as an organization, are seeking to rally the church in with our tools this summer, and we're very excited about an upcoming concert run for One Fest. Already, One Fest is. Is reminiscent of Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17 that the church would be one,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be celebrating that in multiple tiers, and I'm very excited to talk to you about that. The first tier is that we are releasing a single called House of God, and it's based off of Ephesians chapter 2 about how through the cross of Christ. God has torn down the wall of hostility between the Jews and the Gentiles. But it goes even further in other epistles about how there's no longer slave or free, Jew or Gentile, male or female, but all we have a new identity in Christ. And we want to focus on that, especially in this time coming out of a wake of division. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So we'll have that song at the end of this segment, House of God. But how will people be able to get that then?
Well, the song will be available for download on most main streaming services and online music services. But we also want your church to be involved. This is our second tier. We have a video project that we want to celebrate the body of Christ, and we want to see your ministry in action, even just short video clips of your ministry, either serving, meeting together on Sundays, or if you want to download the song off of our website, collectivechoir.org, they can... listen to the song and sing along on the chorus or dance their youth group, whatever you want to do. And we're going to compile that in a big music video to celebrate this beautiful body of Christ that we do have.
That's a great idea.
Hmm. And so you guys are going to be at One Fest too?
Yeah, we're going to be at One Fest, and we do want to lift one voice. And so we're doing a push, a little rehearsal run we're calling With One Voice. And that comes from Romans, where it says, with one mind and voice, that we would glorify God. And that's what our mission is as the Collective Choir, is to really put that unity that we have in Christ on display, where we can lift up Christ alone and just saying, He is the way, the truth, and the life, and He's worthy of a praise. And so we're going to be inviting people for 4 weeks to join us from any church across the Chippewa Valley. And we want your praisers. Send us the crazy people. But we're gonna we're gonna lift up one voice to God and just give a mighty praise at One
So
Fest.
When you say send them, I mean talk about where they would go.
Yeah, so
is it starting tonight or what?
Yeah, no. They could come tonight if they want a little taste, but our official run starts next Monday at 6 o'clock in Phoenix Park by the dog statue. And we have rehearsal materials, we have listening materials to practice, and it's a nice summer project for the whole family. If you want, we recommend 10 and older. It's just an hour and a half rehearsal, so you mm-hmm. just want to make that. But.
Well, and that's the thing I love about Collective Choir. You don't have to worry, am I good enough? Can I sing well enough? You want people who want to praise the Lord, who just want to be part of it. Mm-hmm. And that body, you're not just coming to be part of a choir. It seems like the relationships there, I see people praying for one another and caring for one another. It is really a beautiful part of the body.
We definitely do church when we get together, and people from multiple churches.
Right.
Before the pandemic hit, we had 20 churches represented in the collective choir.
You're going to build it back, I think. You're going to build it back for sure. What about the Cat Jacoby, Zach Morgan? They met in collective choir. Now they're getting married August 6th.
They're a romance.
Yeah.
They met, and yeah. Well, they always say, do what you love and find the other people that are doing it, and they... Yeah.
You're so excited for them.
Absolutely. That's kind of a hallmark, I think, of a vibrant ministry that's multi-church. Has seen people connect in multiple ways.
Yeah.
Some for matrimony. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're going to do the song House of God. And again, starting, you know, whether tonight or basically next week, you're going to be getting ready for One Fest.
Yeah.
And 6 o'clock on Monday nights by the dog statue at Phoenix Park.
That's right.
People will find you there. And you always pray for good weather for that.
Yeah.
But your dad, Gary Ramble, very well known in the area. And so with yesterday being Father's Day, just as we wrap up, I just thought, you know, talk about his love and passion for music and how that filtered down to you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never wanted to be a middle school choir director. That's like amazing. But I realized his passion for music. When you see him on the conducting stand, you just see him connected with the Holy Spirit and that flowing through him. And I just, I'm amazed at really how God had me follow in very similar footsteps. He had us singing since we could talk at Hope Lutheran Church, is where we kind of cut our teeth. And then we moved on from there. But it was just really fun to see how that legacy kind of continues. And I'm very excited in our own way, in our generation, to continue that work. So. Mm-hmm.
And he's a huge supporter of yours and the choir also.
He is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
Mr. Rambo, he was my choir teacher.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, go ahead and intro House of God. We'll play it here. So.
Yeah, so this is House of God, and we're going to actually pick it up into the second verse here. So this is kind of a sample. We're in production right now, and this should be ready at the end of the month in July for the release, and we're very excited to celebrate the body of Christ.
Michael Rambo, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
From Collective Choir.
Everybody using the gifts for Christ to bless others' lives.
New policy can't change the residents, so the Son of Man has set the precedent.
The transformational power, changing hearts by the hour.
In the chaos, an anomaly, the miraculous Holy Ghost family. Hear from all the tribes and tongues and nations. If you're in Jesus, we're blood relations.
There's J-O-Y,
TLC,
and L-O-L.
Ha!